Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The great Bobby Belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Patrick Mahomes has been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok, and flat out deceived by the Kansas City Chiefs. He has some awful takes on finances that probably closely relate my awful takes on finances, just in a different way. We'll talk about that here in a sec, though. First off,
I think you could do that. We're going to do a Bobby Tease Day. I think you could do the teases for every segment.
You think so?
If you do them as well as this one.
Oh, good.
It's harder to do all of them.
You motivated me, because you remember you used to say my teases were the worst in the building, basically.
It's your tone.
I thought I've gotten better with the time.
You have? Yeah. I just said you should do all of them.
Yeah. So it's the Football Zebras, the website, footballzebras.com, which is one of the best outlets out there for keeping track of, you know, officiating decisions and things like that in the NFL. They had a note last week, which I thought was really, really interesting. You know, last year, you remember there were consistently... The league would put out statements whenever there was a controversial call. We'd be like, you know, what was going on with this roughing the passer? What happened here? And cover and fire came in. No problem.
Yeah.
Nope. It was all good.
Yeah.
Y'all can look the other way. And it felt like at the end of the year, a groundswell of fans and media and other people saying there's a huge problem with NFL officiating and they're not acknowledging it. And that continued. It felt like into some
No one insulted the intelligence more when it came to questioning officials than the National Football League in their statements. Basically, like, you didn't see what you thought you saw.
Yeah.
I remember the Raiders-Bengals playoff game, with the stepping out of bounds or throwing into the end zone. No, you didn't see that.
Yeah, I hate that. Just be honest. We know what we saw. We're not dumb.
So the NFL, after basically plugging its ears and stomping its feet and saying nuh-uh to people for months, it looks like they might have tacitly admitted that they had a problem. As NFL or as Football Zebras reports, the NFL has had the most one season turnover in their officiating ranks in over a decade.
Wow.
They've now had they've just had two more officials announce that they're departing. And so that brings the number up to 12 officials across the league that have been let go or have chosen. The NFL never releases a reason as to why. Probably another thing that helps give them a cover fire. But I think if you look at, man, this can't just be a bunch of mass departures and retirements. There were not a lot of guys in the officiating ranks. It was a rather young officiating group this year, officiating pool. There's not a bunch of guys out there retiring. These are guys that in all likelihood are being let go.
Wow.
And so what I don't understand is why can't the NFL just say that? Why do they have to?
Because without us, no one's going to know or even realize.
That's true.
If you say it, you've admitted like, oh, you've had inferior people doing a very important job. And just the way you phrase it, the officials left, makes me think they quit. The NFL didn't fire them for anything. They left on their own, I think. That's the mind games and the perception that they play.
What sport has the best officials?
Great question.
Man.
I mean, I don't even really count. Baseball, to me, is just an umpire. I don't count the umpires around the bases.
It's
home plate umpire. It's NFL refs. You know, I feel like hockey has in watching a lot more hockey than usual, I feel like hockey does a pretty nice job.
They're good. Now look, they may miss some things, but I mean,
way too harsh on the Jamie Benn penalty, but
major. I think it's Major League Baseball, NHL, NFL, NBA. NBA is the worst officials to me.
Well, I think the NBA needs an extra ref. Only having three is bad. I think they need a fourth. Now, look, baseball is so cut and dry because we have the K zone, so we have 100% accuracy on how correct the home plate umpire is.
Yeah,
I think that in general, though, the other umpires. I know, Sean, you just said it's mainly the home plate umpire, but I do think that the other umpires at the other bases generally do a pretty good job with the ball on the line or off the line. I think they catch those more times than not. Sometimes when I'm like, that seems impossible, how to get that right? The bang bang plays at the bases, they seem pretty on top of this. I rarely feel like they just blow calls. And so
yeah, that buses review now.
Too. MLB would be tops for me. NFL's got their issues. I think that's related to speed of the game and some of the challenges that come with that. The always feels like NFL is changing the definition of their penalties and nuances more frequently than the other leagues.
What's rank the sports in difficulty to officiate? To me, it's either NFL or NBA.
I think NBA or NFL. Yeah, I agree.
Like, how are you supposed to be able to tell, like, a helmet to helmet or like one that barely catches, like, you graze the quarterback's face mask, all the holding calls that it could be holding every single play. I mean, like a full speed lowering of the helmet.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's very, I think the NFL easily is the most difficult.
Feet out of bounds, juggling a ball while going to the ground.
I would put the NBA
second.
Or NBA or NHL next. I don't know how the NHL does it because I've heard that only the referees that have the orange armband can call the penalties. I don't know if that's true or not from a penalty standpoint. But the NBA, I just think the game is so fast, and they need an extra referee. I think baseball is the easiest. You're looking at a pitch. Now, the hardest thing is the pitch coming in at 98 miles an hour, and you're trying to see that.
I think NBA is not nearly as difficult as the NFL to me. Because the NFL is, again, it's the clarity with which the penalties are even called. How often do we go, what's a catch? What is interference? Mm-hmm. What is roughing the passer? We don't even have good definitions of some of the most commonly called penalties in the game. And so I think that that's a really frustrating aspect. And when you consider it's all happening at full speed, it is the most crowded playing field. It's the most to observe of all the sports. And so I think that's the biggest challenge. The NBA, to me, I just feel like they flat out miss things sometimes. To me, no like broad accusations here, but it feels like their officiating crews are often the most petty. Like it feels more often not that that's a get back for you. You did this. That's the one where I have the most trouble watching the game and feeling like consistently this was completely fair is the NBA.
It's also the most complaining.
Yeah.
All these things that we're saying fit. The worst officiating are the most difficult sports.
Yeah. Now, is it the most complaining or do they complain as much in football? We just can't see because they have helmets on.
Right.
I mean, that could be part of it,
too. And how much is the catcher complaining to the home plate umpire, but he has a helmet on?
So, Football Zebras actually reported that the two most recent departures, field judge Mike Weatherford and line judge Mike Dolce, the reason why they were let go later than everybody else, and again, this indicates that this was a push out, those two were being forced out, and they were appealing with the league, trying to say we should be allowed to stay. And the league said no. And so probably others in that group that just chose not to appeal. And so the NFL trying to make some changes in their officiating ranks, which is good, but own up to it. And also help us some clarity. You guys are the muddiest rules in all the sports. Patrick Mahomes yesterday was talking to Kansas City media. OTA is going on this week. We'll be out at the Star later today.
Brought to you by
Bosch.
Bosch.
Yes, all of our OTA minicamp coverage brought to you by Bosch. Appreciate them. Patrick Mahomes was asked about the state of his contract. Some people have speculated, hey, even pretty soon, he might need to rip up that contract and get a new extension done, whatever else. Mahomes said, me, my agent, and the team always keep open communication. We try to do whatever is best for the team. But obviously, I want to do what's best for myself as well. But at the same time, I've always said, I worry about legacy and winning rings more than making money at this moment. Why are you clapping for
another
that,
one who has been bamboozled by owners? Another one. I don't mean you. I mean Mahomes.
No, I mean that's exactly what it is.
It's not. He is not stupid. He is going to be an all-time god. I don't know why you guys can't get this through your heads. He's not bamboozled. He realizes, like, Tom Brady is a god. And, yeah, and Patrick Mahomes has a chance to be a god or a greater god than even Tom. And the only way you can do it in the sports society that we're in is with rings.
See, yes, that is the only way he can do it is with rings.
By the way, let me also complete Pat's quote. He said, it's very difficult. I'm trying to balance legacy with not screwing over the other quarterbacks. He did mention that. He said, you know, it's a balance between having a good team around you and also continuing to set the market. So he talked about that difficulty.
Here's where Pat is wrong. And this is where I think a lot of people are wrong. Tom Brady did not win those rings because he took pay cuts.
Tom Brady?
He won those rings because he was Tom Brady. And there's a certain amount of luck that goes into every game anyway. If Tom Brady were to run back his career, he probably doesn't win 7. He might win 10. He might win 4. Like, the great quarterbacks are going to win games because of who they are. They will make... Patrick Mahomes lost his best receiver, arguably the best receiver in the NFL last year. And they did better than they did the previous year. They won the Super Bowl. Doesn't mean they were a better team, but they won the ring. I think what it does is that he has been bamboozled to think that he needs all this extra help. And him taking $5 million less is not going to buy a single player that is going to help him win. You cannot buy a player for $5 million that's any good.
You know what him taking a pay cut got him? Management's still saying, we can't afford to keep Tyreek Hill. Sorry, bro. We're paying too much.
If Dak Prescott cares about a championship, Dak Prescott is going to need more help versus less help.
Yes, he is.
If he cares about having a championship next to his name as Dallas Cowboys quarterback, and to your point of $5 million, I agree with that, but the thought should be in his head of taking less. Dak Prescott is not going to win one taking the most. It's just not going
to happen. Correct.
It's just not going to happen.
Mahomes is different. Like, Mahomes, Brady, like, these guys.
They have, like Aaron Rodgers, it's going to, Aaron Rodgers needs a second one.
I think at now point he does.
Move into a different discussion.
Yes. Oh, yeah. But, like, you know, Dak Prescott definitely needs less money, more help around him. The greats of all time, they could do it without that. Like, they could just take the most money and they'll be fine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, well, Brady.
By the way, Peyton Manning had all-time great help.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
And he still took the most money.
Less money is not always, and that's the thing, though, that I think Mahomes gets wrong. Less money is not less flexibility. Like, you can lower the cap number. You can do things to change the cap number while maintaining the money. That was the whole thing that when we read that Andrew Brand article last week, where he was talking about quarterbacks who do this and specifically referenced Mahomes, where he said, when you take less, you are only hurting yourself as a player. You're not hurting the owner. You're just helping. You're putting more money in their pocket. They can make these logistical moves.
I think you need to go to an autograph show one time. And you need to...
You think people want me to sign?
And you need to see Michael Irvin and the way Michael Irvin earns versus the way Dez Bryant would earn. And you just walk on water for the rest of your life. Joe Montana... He's just in another level of God. You are living the rest of your life as a prophet, and that is an opportunity that Pat Mahomes has to get into. I think
he's already there.
He's not on the Tom level yet.
Tom
Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. Tom, Montana, like, they have this special aura about them to where, you know, you sign a couple cards and you got a yearly income. Michael Irvin has that. Emmitt Smith has that because they're Dallas Cowboy champions. And is it worth it sacrificing to have the rest of your life set forever? I think so. And you're put into that upper echelon discussion. That's just me. Legacy versus taking the most money. All right, below the belt. Every single day at this time, we have some hope for the Dallas Stars. We have a brand new RJ Choppy production, a brand new song to get the Stars ready. And Stars fans decide who in this building most likely to get arrested at the Fan. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.